This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. While I'm thinking about it, there's a meteor shower coming this weekend, Sunday, Monday nights. It'll be the peak of the Lyrid meteor showers. The annual celestial event will appear in the northeastern sky after dark. Some astronomers say we might see up to 100 shooting stars an hour Sunday and Monday night. Try to remind you of that as we get closer to the weekend. 59-year-old guy in Nebraska was on his way to the hospital in an ambulance last week, and his heart rate was dangerously high. But when the ambulance hit a huge pothole, it jolted his heart back into normal rhythm. It's basically what those electric paddles would do when they shock your heart. And it's rare, but stuff like this has actually happened before. Back in the late 70s, the same thing happened when somebody's heart got jolted into rhythm by a speed bump. His doctors wouldn't reveal much else, but apparently pothole guy only spent a day or two in the hospital. He's already back at home. Hard to find somebody that'll praise a pothole. Word out of Australia today, when you wake up with music instead of an alarm, it can get you out of bed faster, help you feel less sluggish and more alert. Well, yeah. They found it's especially true if you wake up to songs that have catchy, upbeat melodies. I call those earworms. They're with you all day long. And when you get up and at them, here are a few things you can do to appear more attractive. Number one, smile. Especially for women, because femininity is associated with happiness. Have a sense of humor. Get a pet. Wear red. If you're a man, grow a beard. Always be well-groomed and responsible with your finances. In various studies, all of these factors have been noted by the opposite sex as making you more attractive. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz. From the CareerCast website, the worst jobs in America, based on factors like pay, prospects for the future, stress levels, and work environment, the worst job is taxi driver. That's followed closely by logger, newspaper reporter, retail salesperson, enlisted military and corrections officer. And true, radio DJ is the seventh worst job. Boy, grab a hanky and prepare for the pollen. Meteorologists are warning this will be a brutal pollen season. Problem is, the whole country has had too much rain. So there's an explosion of plants and trees out there releasing pollen right about now. Doctors are warning this could be the worst season for allergies ever. We call it a pollen vortex. Ba-dum-bum. Seems the old saying may be true, when people get bad news, they blame the messenger. Harvard study finds overwhelmingly when people get bad news, they're unhappy with the person who gave it to them, even if the person had nothing to do with it or no control over it. Are you a food thief? 40% admit to stealing food, whether from a partner, co-worker, or friend. Needless to say, a lot of that food thievery takes place in the office. 41% said they've dealt with a coworker stealing food from them. 60% say they've actually had to confront somebody about it. 33% say they've simply stopped taking their lunch to work because of all the food thieves. The 2019 Carnell Jackson student versus teacher basketball game is this Thursday night, 5 o'clock at the South Haven High School. Carnell Jackson was the father of freshman basketball and football player Damon Jackson. He passed away to cancer in March. The proceeds of the game are going to his family. Tickets are $5 each for general admission. Donations accepted at the door. Again, it's happening this Thursday night, April 25th, 5 o'clock at the South Haven High School gym. The 2019 Carnell Jackson student versus teacher basketball game fundraiser. Knucklehead news out of Oregon, where a guy was forced to heal after his victim's dog remotely alerted her that someone had broken into her home and tried on her clothes. Kai Murray was taken into custody by cops, who responded after the woman's pooch was so alarmed that he started barking at the stranger, eventually setting off a dog in distress app on her phone. The woman, who identified herself only as Shauna, turned on a remote camera, saw a freshly showered Murray rummaging through her stuff. She told cops, "I see this guy coming out in a towel from my bathroom. It was like, what are you doing in my house? Why are you wearing my clothes?" He was arrested on multiple charges. Shauna said she'd rather be safe than sorry and moved out shortly after the incident. The Daily Buzz. You see something I could buzz about on Cozy? Get it to me, please. Paul at WCSY.com. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, just across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Facebook message will work as well. I podcast the Daily Buzz every day, thanks to Dr. Caseworm's professional hearing services. You'll find the podcast at WCSY.com, our website, where you can become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. You'll find them on Facebook, Google Play, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul A. Decker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.